All right, just to clarify on the title of this episode, we talk about some of our favorite and least favorite foods. And the reason the sort of strange title, just a heads up, the last few minutes of the show, it's talked about a different flavor in your mouth. FYI, you might want to be wary. Enjoy. All right, I'm Rhodes, you're Joey.
All right, yeah, I forgot.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, sunshine. Should
we welcome people in, or we just jump into it?
Now let's jump into it.
All right.
No, let's welcome each other.
Hey, man, what's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good, too.
Joey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, Rhodes. This I mean, I didn't know your name. What's your name?
Rhodes.
Ah, Rhodes. Nice to meet you.
I'm the nicest guy.
The nicest. We had some Jimmy John's earlier. How are we feeling about that?
Oh, man, that was real good. Now, I'm not getting paid by them yet, but one day, hopefully. I will say, their dough, I love the quality of their dough. I don't know if it's...
Their dough, like for the bread?
Yeah, like the bread's real good. I don't know, is it the sandwich? My jaws were like sore afterwards.
It is hard bread.
Is that it? Okay, so I wasn't just me. I thought for a second, it's like, am I just getting old? Am I jaws?
No, it's hard bread.
Okay, good.
And they didn't put as much stuff as the other Jimmy John's did, right?
I agree with that, yeah.
Like the other ones pack it in.
I know. I like, because I like their veggies. They're super fresh veggies, and they didn't have as many. They didn't have that, I keep calling it arugula, but it's not. It's alfalfa. I think it's alfalfa.
I heard you say it.
Alfalfa sprouts. Yeah, so just sprouts.
Okay.
That's what I like. They didn't have them there. I'm a little disappointed about that. But otherwise, okay, so I'm glad it's not just me that the bread's a little tough on.
Yeah, no, and then there's some parts where there wasn't a lot of lettuce or there wasn't a lot of things, so I was literally just biting into bread.
It was not evenly distributed.
It was not.
Could be, I don't know. Well, he did say they were making a lot of sandwiches that day. Maybe they were out low, because I think there was like three people there, and they seemed to be picking up an order.
Yeah, maybe. I know I really like pickles.
Yeah.
And they say they have the best pickles. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to feel about it because I tried it.
Their pickles today?
Yeah.
Because they didn't put that many in there, man. Normally, I always get them with pickles, and the pickles are like nice little crispies with a good amount of juice on them, and I'm pretty happy about them.
But the taste, I kind of want it more dill.
I get that. I like the flavor dill. I wish they would use it in more things outside of pickles. Like sometimes I just want a really heavy dill taste in my mouth.
Heavy.
You think they make dill bread?
I don't think so. No, I mean, you can make some.
You could, because dill is an herb.
Oh,
yeah. So could you like put it in the bread? Like, say, I don't want like a juicy sandwich. You know, I don't want to worry about it getting soggy, but I want that flavor in there.
Yeah.
Just like murder it in like dill.
Dill.
Herbs. I guess you could put it in the fresh.
How does a dill herb look?
Yeah, it literally looks like, it kind of looks like it comes off a pine tree. It's kind of straight, and there's like a lot of little green shoots coming off of it.
Like every other leaf.
But no, like not flat leafy. It looks really like, it looks like a tiny little, I guess, pine tree almost.
Oh.
You know?
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, me neither. Like whenever I saw it, I was like, that is not what I was picturing.
So if you bit into it, it tastes like a pickle?
Yeah, it looks like like leaves on a pine tree, I guess would be the best way of saying it.
It kind of looks like that. Mm-hmm. Looks like it has little pricks.
Little decorations of it.
It's nice though.
I like a good sandwich. Like it, to me, you could have a whole meal on a sandwich. People knock the sandwich. It's all the food. It's bread. You got vegetables, and you got a protein usually. But you can have a vegetarian sandwich.
Eh.
You know, I mean, like
you
honestly,
can.
Like you could honestly, I would do those. I mean, like what is it? They have the. You can have a fake patty. You have tofu in there.
That's disgusting.
You could have just a pickle sandwich. Oh, I know. Like what is it? I think it's an Indian thing. They have like pickled mango, and they'll turn it into a sandwich.
You know, that's pretty cool.
I'm curious about that. I would try that. I mean, because you can have a peanut butter jelly sandwich. That's almost a dessert.
Is a taco just a sideways burger?
Ooh.
There's lettuce, tomato, meat, and
I could see that.
Bread.
Oh, you know what? On that note, have you ever been to Mama Margie's?
Yeah.
I've only like in the last few years been to it. And apparently it's like a San Antonio staple that everybody goes to a lot.
It's all right.
Is a lot of people. It is very much drunk people food.
It is.
The later you go, the more people there are. It's packed during the daytime. It is overloaded at night.
Yeah.
And it's like drunks, cops, and families.
I believe that's everyone that you pointed out.
Yeah, it is.
There's only, if you don't fit into those three categories,
you're not from San Antonio. We only got cops, criminals, and families here. You know, because like they serve beer and like margaritas there. They have some, I think some of the better deals on margaritas
there.
really good price. They have the regular ones, and the one I go to, I think it has like strawberry ones.
You want
to
hear a story?
You could put sugar on the rim instead of salt. It's good. Tell me your story.
Okay. So I was at Mama Margie's with my sister, my brother, and my parents, and my
literally
aunt.
A cop, a criminal, and your family. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And my aunt and my cousin. So we're all sitting at the table, right? And then my sister has a margarita. And then my brother's like, oh, let me take a sip.
Your sister Margarita?
Yeah, she has a margarita, margarita. And she takes, and my brother's like, oh, can I have a sip? And he's 20, he was already above 21. And so she's like, yeah, go ahead. And so he drinks a little, and he's like, I'm going to go to the restroom. So he goes to the restroom. And then one of the ladies comes out, and she's like, excuse me, did you just let him drink that? And she pointed to me because I looked young.
Oh, dude,
and
no, my sister was like, him. No? That's why you guys look almost
she was like, she was like, no, we didn't let him drink that. And she was like, yeah, I saw it. And then my aunt, well, she's not afraid of telling people anything. So she's like, no, he didn't. So she got like legit mad at her. She's like, now get away or whatever. And and they just got like pissed off, and they're like, you know, you can look at the camera or whatever, right? Didn't you? And it was so funny. That's a story we still remember. And it's like, do you remember that time?
I'm telling you, it's because you and your brother are clones. I know some people say it's like, just strangers y'all look alike. Nah, man. For a little while, didn't you have like some facial hair? Like just for like a little bit. And nah. I swear I thought you were your brother. Dude, even
I look like my sister.
No. It was your haircut. It was your haircut at the time.
My brother says that if my sister cut off all her hair, that me and her would look really alike.
I mean, it's like you guys are related or something.
I know, right?
It's weird.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, but I'll tell you, whenever I go there, pretty much without fail, I don't know. I don't want to try anything else. Other food looks good, but my go-to is and it's one of the few places that I like them, is a quesadilla. You know quesadilla?
I know
quesadilla. You get a giant, if you don't know, you get a giant tortilla. It's like a regular tortilla, but it's bigger.
Big.
But like, and the one I get is always chicken. I get chicken, and then they put a lot of cheese on it.
Yeah.
Fold it over. Right, they give you two of those. They give you two giant tortillas.
It's huge, right? Every quesadilla that I've ever like seen at a restaurant, they're always huge.
Yeah, it's like it takes up the whole plate. It's basically a pizza sized, right?
Yeah.
So I noticed that, and my brain's like, I really kind of wanted it was because the first time I went was with Roman, right?
Yeah.
You know, from the other show, from Roman Rhodes. So we had gone there, and I was like, I wanted pizza, but it's like, for whatever, we were giving up Mexican food because he's a Mexican. So I was like, I guess. It was all white people there. All of them. So we go, and I'm like, I still want pizza. And they have that little bar set up with condiment bar, like pico de gallo. They got lemon, they got lime, they got onions, they got cilantro, bunch of all that other stuff. And the sauce is there. So what I did, and it comes with like a little side of extra lettuce, sour cream, and guac. So what I did is I got the guacamole first, and I spread it around the center, not all the way to the edges.
Okay.
And then I got the sour cream, and I put that over the edge too, right?
Oh.
Then I put on some pico de gallo on the top of it. I sprayed a little bit of the lime on it or lemon or whatever, and I ate it like a pizza. It was so freaking good. Oh,
really?
My God.
You ate it like a pizza?
It was so good, but it was like the Mexicanist pizza. I recommend everybody try that. It is.
Would you put some pepperoni on it if you could?
You know what? I wouldn't say no. I would try it at least. That doesn't sound gross to me at all because I like some terrible stuff on pizza. You know, I like a dumpster style pizza. Throw everything on there. I used to hate that. It was like the only pizza I could eat was pepperoni. If you take off the pepperoni and bring me a cheese pizza, you take that back and put pepperoni on it.
You take that back and you put pepperoni.
The only thing I've not really liked on pizza is it's not the flavor. It's they put sausage on them sometimes, and it's not the sausage itself. It's like the herbs in there, or the herbs, however you want to call them. It's like those get overcooked and they kind of get hard sometimes.
Oh, like the little tiny sausages?
Yeah, those little ball ones, like the cumin in there. And it's like, it bugs me, man. It's not a flavor. The flavor can be good, but it's like, it's sometimes it's just too much. Wait, what do you like? Do you have like a preference, like a high preference of pizza?
I just get pizza, pepperoni pizza. That's usually what I stick with. But
can you eat other pizzas though?
I like Meat Lover's pizza.
Oh, so like the ham, pepperoni, and
sausage, bacon. Okay.
You know what? Okay, just to show like I'm kind of like expanding my range and liking pizza. A few years ago, my boss had ordered a pizza for herself.
Uh huh.
And I was like, can I try that? She's like, yeah, nobody else likes it. Like, I can't eat the whole thing by myself. And why did you need that part of the story?
Yeah, I don't know. Stupid. I really don't.
That was dumb. Yeah, of course. Like, and she was this tall. She was 4 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
She was like a little elf that brought me food.
Ah.
So,
food
this
elf.
Pizza was like a special order one. I don't even know if they... I think sometimes it comes off and on menu, but you can order it, I think, at Pizza Hut all the time.
Uh-huh.
So, instead of tomato sauce, there was barbecue sauce.
Oh, I've heard of those pizzas. Right,
barbecue sauce, and then chicken. They had cheese, of course. They had cheese. Chicken, grilled chicken, and it was red onions, I believe. And it was delicious.
Really?
As soon as I ate it, I was like, I'm loving this. My intestines did not, but I did.
I'm guessing.
It was pretty good. It was super good. Now, yeah. I don't know if I could eat a full pizza like that, but you know, I had like two slices at least. It was acceptable to the extreme. I guess because it was like, you know, so different that I kind of enjoyed it.
Did it taste like pizza?
No, it doesn't like, you know what? It because of the cheese and the bread, uh-huh. And because it tasted and smelled so much like Pizza Hut pizza. It's like if you gave it to me, I could tell you that it came from Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody else made it, I feel like it probably would just taste like this. Tastes like a combination of these ingredients that's not quite pizza. Mm. I would try it though. So from someone else's make sardines. I've always wanted to try a sardine on a pizza, not a whole pizza sardine. I would say make one slice. You know how they do half and half ingredients. It's like on one slice, just like put like a couple sardines on there. Let me give it a shot.
Do people eat sardines by just themselves?
I know people do. Like my mom will eat them like that. But most people, when they get a sardine, it's to put as an ingredient into something else. And it's usually grinded up. Like, have you ever had, is it Caesar dressing, I think? Have you ever had Caesar dressing?
Yes. No, is that the dressing that he's thinking about?
It goes on Caesar salad. Roman?
Caesar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got anchovies in it.
Oh, okay.
And apparently they use it a lot to like salt and give a little extra back flavor. So more than likely you've tried something with anchovies in it.
Okay.
Because I've tried apparently a ton of other ingredients that other foods that have anchovy as an ingredient, but you can't like pick out a piece of anchovy because they usually put it in a sauce from what I understand.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with pizza.
Tell me the thing about pizza.
So I think it was like a year ago is when my reign of pizza ended.
What? Yeah. What happened?
So I love pizza. Like I could get it every single time that like anyone ever asked, like, do you want pizza? Yes. Like every day, if I wanted to, I would eat pizza every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, one fateful day, me and my friends went to Pizza Hut. And
it's always the hut.
It's always the hut. And Domino's is really good though. Anyways.
Yeah, they got better, man. They've gotten pretty good. They're off anyways, their game.
So
good Domino's.
We go and we get a meat lover's pizza, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I ate a couple pieces. And they're fine, right? They're chilling. They're good. And later on that night, I was like, man, I feel kind of sick. Like, I just don't feel good. Like, you know that feeling right before... It's like the calm before the storm where you just kind of feel like...
Your body's
like,
anticipating.
I don't know.
It's like you could taste the ozone in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so slowly but surely, I was like, man, I don't feel good. So I go home and I use the restroom. I'm like, I feel a little better. You know, and then I go to sleep. I wake up immediately, like run to the restroom and throw up. Right.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, geez. And I'm like, and it was the worst feeling that I've ever had in a long time.
Wow.
Like I threw up and I kept throwing up all the way until my stomach was like empty. And I was just like, I could feel mm-hmm. the squeeze and nothing, like it was just air coming out.
Wow. Dry heaving.
Yeah.
Wow.
But like dry heaving to the point where it's like, it's not because like it's almost coming out. It's because there's nothing left.
Yeah.
So, and then like I would drink a little bit of water because I was so thirsty because I threw up everything. And I'll drink a little bit of water and immediately throw that water up. Like wow. I couldn't sip it and I would feel like throwing up. Wow. And I didn't know why. And slowly the day, like throughout the day, I drank a little bit more. And then the next day I could only eat like soft foods and stuff. And then finally, so now if I ever like, it's sad because I used to love pizza so much. And now if I ever eat it, especially the deep ones.
Yeah.
It just makes me like, I'll eat a bite and I'm like, oh God, no.
The memory
like, I can't.
Is that strong.
Yeah, wow. It's just
man,
sometimes
hope you,
they
I
just.
I hope you can get back to that because pizza is a fun experience.
It is. It's amazing. You know, I used to love pizza.
It had to be, because so, you know, it wasn't like, it was something weird.
It was probably like one piece of meat.
Something was like not quite right.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better or probably worse about me, the exact same thing happened. Not exactly. were the first time I tried that barbecue pizza. As a matter of fact, if I have it anytime, because I got it a few times after that too, also made me sick in every which way possible.
So,
and it's still,
but you
like,
kept getting
as,
it, and yeah, you just the first you literally day, told me a whole story and did not mention the because, negative part okay, of that story.
So it was later in the day whenever I'd finally gotten to a slice, and that's why she let me share some, because there was only like, what is it? I think I had a small piece, because the pizza, they don't always cut them even.
Yeah.
And like all that was left was like a super dried out piece of the pepperoni one.
Uh-huh.
And she was already heating up, like reheating some of the barbecue one that she made. And I said, that smells nice. You're making like barbecue food. She's like, no, it's this pizza. So she shared it with me. I was appreciative. You know, and it's about towards when I'm getting towards my car. It's like, I'm feeling that calm before. I'm tasting ozone in my tummy. I was like, I think I know what this is. And right there was like, I'm going to see how bad this is before I decide if I want this pizza ever again. So I get home. It's a massacre. I get the dry heaves. I get to, I empty out. And it's like, I get like, I'm in the minute. I'm like at that bit where like I finished like driving for a bit. Oh no, I finished throwing up and I was starting to dry heave. And it's like, you're getting like that rush. You know, whenever you can feel like your skin's getting bloodshot because yeah. like it's like, everything's exacerbating, like your whole body's
yeah,
tensing
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Right? Like everything's percolating.
Like all the blood is just yeah. like being pushed to your head.
Everywhere, like your body is just like putting in the most exercise it can to like clear out your system.
That's one of the best sentences I've ever said. All the blood is reaching the head.
Yeah. That's happening. And yeah. it's like, you know what?
Dang.
Worth it. I'll do it again. Hot. I'll do it again. My body will adapt, or it'll become so bad that I won't be able to put the pee. It'll get to
that's
the point.
That's how I feel about lactose.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like super lactose intolerant, but then I'm like, nah, I'll just keep going and my body will adapt sometime.
Me too. And it's like, I think there's a tablet or something that's supposed to help you with that. I'm also, and here's the thing. There's sometimes where I could have some, I'll eat some dairy or something and I have zero reaction. Other times I have a violent reaction, which makes me wonder if it's something to do with the way they process it. So it makes me wonder if it's like, is it purer? Do I have a stronger reaction? If it's like more artificial, can I have a strong reaction?
It's always the same milk for me though. Like with whatever, how I feel. That's why I'm always just like, well, whatever. It's either I feel super bad or I just need to go restroom and I get out and I'm like, I'm good.
Like, and it could be for me, it's cheese, it's milk, it's, you know, ice cream, like any like really dairy.
Ice cream is bad for me.
Oh yeah, man, me too. But it's like, I'll power through it.
Especially ice cream and milk and a milkshake.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's so good.
But sometimes it's like, you know what? This is I'll just take it as encouragement to get a smaller serving because I'm not stopping. I will do less.
You're not gonna win.
I will not stop.
You're not going to win. You just look at yourself.
It's like, stop this weakness. It's like, one day I want to replace my stomach with like a fusion unit or something because the future will come and I will still have my taste buds and you'll be gone and my flavors will still be there. I wonder if like, they have options like upgrade your senses because I heard dogs have like, because here's the thing, dogs can eat anything, but supposedly they have a better sense of smell and taste than us.
So I don't think they can eat anything.
Well, no, I mean like they seem to enjoy to eat most things.
That's
right?
True, yeah.
So is it like literally everything is so much better whenever you get all the senses in? And that's weird because I know some, apparently if you have very plain taste, like people who only like chicken strips and potatoes and things that aren't very seasoned, supposedly it's not that they have that they're picky, it's that they can taste things more strongly. They actually have a better sense of taste, and apparently it makes most things taste disgusting.
So if you had my tongue, if you had my tongue, you would be tasting the things that I would be tasting and you wouldn't enjoy it.
That's what I wonder, because I know your sense of taste isn't just in your tongue. It's in your nose. It's in your mind. And I think it's in like a few, like you taste it with a whole bunch of things.
Okay,
so
what if we switch brains?
And here's the thing. I don't know. Like, I think it's like, I really think maybe with you have more of a mental block against pizza than a physical one. Mm. So maybe you still wouldn't enjoy pizza, I think. But I don't know.
Do you think I would enjoy more things though if I was in your body?
Oh, I feel like you'd find out the world is a wonderland. Like, there's so few things that aren't great.
Like what?
Like things that were things that are great, or there's things that aren't great. What do you
aren't
mean? The things that aren't?
Yeah, because that's probably a shorter list,
I'll
right?
Tell you, yeah, it is. It's like, all right, it's exercise. You're not gonna like that. You're not gonna like effort.
Okay.
What else?
That's it.
No. Here's the thing. This is a weird one. It's like you're going to get bored so easily with everything and still hate effort. You're going to be in this quasi zone of just like that. They, you know, I think that's why I tend to enjoy things, because eventually you got to power through it. And once I've put in, because effort is so monumental for me to exert, that once I get to the point where I've gotten to the place where I'm going to try something new, it's like, I'm going to fucking enjoy it. I don't care if I don't. It's like, I don't care that this is bad for me. I don't care that I don't enjoy it. When I'm there, I've made the psychological decision to enjoy it because of the effort I put into it. Maybe that's why I enjoy things, because I don't enjoy doing things. So when I do, it's like, make it happen. Make it so, number one. That's release those true. Endorphins.
If you're in my body, you probably wouldn't enjoy a lot of things.
That'd be
a lot
horrible.
Of foods. It's terrible. That I don't really enjoy a lot.
That's awful.
I mean, you saw just with those noodles that I...
You didn't even finish the broth. And that's, I love the broth.
Wait, the noodles that I had?
Yeah.
No, I meant the noodles that you guys like. The ones that have that texture that I was saying.
You said you didn't like the texture. And here's, I acknowledge the different texture, but I'm still getting pleasure from it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was just the smell, too.
I've definitely thrown some noodles out. I don't remember what brands. I think because the time that I got really into store-bought instant noodles... I was just broke. So I was like, you better enjoy this because you can't afford anything else. Maybe that's
why. I'm interested to try like actual ramen from a restaurant.
Like a quality, high-end, quality. Super high-end.
I don't even know if I'm going to like it.
It might wreck bad ones for you. It might be. So here's the thing. Sometimes you try something so good that you can't have the lower grade of it. Other times, there's been a few things. Let me give an example. Basically, like most Mediterranean food that I've tried, it was so good that now it's like I could have like a knockoff brand and I could still appreciate it because it's like, oh, no, this could taste better, but I still like this one. It's a weird thing. There's no absolutes, man.
Chicken Alfredo from Cheesecake Factory?
Never been there.
Ruined every other chicken Alfredo.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I've like definitely, never like been to Cheesecake Factory. I go to Olive Garden and I don't even want to finish.
A quick question.
This isn't as good.
Cheesecake Factory, they got nachos. Nachos, you know?
I don't think so. Because they're a really sit down, nice. They give you like two different forks. And
what do you mean sit down? As soon as you said sit down nice, somebody was listening and said, it's like, no, it's not. All their glasses are plastic.
Are they? No, they're glass.
They look glass. They're plastic.
No, they're glass.
Mm-hmm. It's scientifically researched.
Have you been?
And like a lot of their stuff is made to look nice, but it's like, it's kind of just decorative.
Hey,
in the sense
their food is expensive. Whenever expensive I go and I get chicken Alfredo, I spend $4.30.
You're not always paying the quality.
I think it's like 30 something on.
They do have nachos.
They do have nachos? Yay.
Told you liar.
Factory nachos? That doesn't sound too great though.
Yeah, because it's from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I get
boom.
It.
Boom. Okay. Here's the thing. You don't always got to pay a high-end price. Just expensive doesn't always mean quality. That just means somebody got smart
but
enough
to. Can I tell you about the chicken Alfredo, though?
You can tell me after I finish this freaking sentence.
Well, I was talking about chicken Alfredo first.
Bring it up, man. Tell me about your freaking Alfredo. What is chicken Alfredo?
Look, now you're not going to like it because now you're going to think of me and you're going to be like, God damn, he didn't let me talk that one time and now yeah. I don't like this chicken Alfredo.
I don't care if it's authentic.
But, man, the sauce that they put.
Made by a real Alfredo.
Yeah. Is so good. Like, it stays creamy even when it gets cold. And I'm like, how? Then I go to Olive Garden and immediately, like, the noodles are, like, it's all warm.
Their noodles
but they're
are
hard.
Bad. Yeah,
and they're, like, sticking together. And I'm like, yeah. And then, like, the sauce right away gets harder. And I'm like, I don't like this.
Weird combination on that. So the reason the noodles at Olive Garden are pretty bad is I think because they you really do need to time your noodles right. And a lot of times I think they make a big batch of noodles and they just kind of keep them like mid temperature and then probably add them in. But the reason that cheese thickens up quick is because that's real cheese. The reason at Cheesecake Factory they stay like that is because they add a flow agent to it. It's the same thing. The reason, like, if you look at the back of ingredients for, like, Lucas or salts or other things, you'll see that they say flow agent added. They won't say what it is, but basically it keeps the things from clumping together. It keeps things from, like, absorbing moisture.
But it's sauce. I don't want it to be cheese.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's why.
I want to add Parmesan cheese afterwards.
I'm telling you, though, like, the reason you're enjoying the creaminess is because it's got, like, the added flow agent. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's probably bad for you, but it's still probably going to be delicious. I love things with flow agent in it. The salimon. Yeah, man, that, like, whenever you get, like, a lemon salt. you know, to put on stuff, and it's like it's just sliding out like a liquid. That's flow agent in there, baby, and it's good.
Means baby, means I'm like
gonna,
you
tell. I taste it, and it's like I know I'm gonna flow pretty easy later too.
That's what you tell your
yeah. It's like get ready, waifu, get you're ready like, to rock.
You like this, baby? That's flow agent, baby.
Same thing. Whenever I get that, what is it? That the barbecue pizza. It's like that's how they get the sauce to not dry up in their flow agent. It's like to go clean things out.
So gross.
It's like just take a few, you know, some of the skin off my intestines while you're at it.
But yeah, to me the chicken is better, the Alfredo is better, and the sauce is better.
Maybe one day we'll go split a plate or something, so it'll only cost it us each $30.
It's like this big.
How much is it?
30.
Oh my god, I was making that up because I thought it was ridiculous. Oh, but it's a big plate. Okay,
yeah, it's a big plate. And then at lunch they have like a $5 less one, and it's a lunch size plate.
Mm-hmm.
So not too bad.
The one you get is a breakfast plate?
No, it's not a breakfast plate. It's a lunch size plate.
All right, what's the big one?
The dinner size plate.
They have a breakfast sized one though?
No, they don't.
Have you been at breakfast time?
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe they do that.
No, there's two different prices, and it says.
Just saying, okay. Just wondering. I'm just wondering.
Bobby.
We'll try one.
Rhodes.
We get some cheesecake too?
Yeah, of course.
It looks pretty, but I don't see the chicken in there.
Oh, that's just Alfredo. No chicken. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the chicken on there?
Like, it says add chicken. Yeah.
Does it have like a chunk of chicken breast on there?
No, it's cut up and it's mixed in there.
I'll try it. I'm willing to try it.
And it's so good, dude. It's like. I can't try anything else there because I know I'm not going to enjoy it as much as this.
What area is the one that you visited?
I go to the one over there in La Cantera.
Okay, so here's the plan. We go there, La Cantera, split a plate, and then we drive over to the public library because I'm going to need a quiet place to destroy. Public libraries. They're for more than just homeless porn.
Yeah, I think you could get things to go, I think.
You can't?
I don't know. Oh, Olive Garden does that though, right?
Yeah, most places do.
Cheesecake.
I mean, we can eat it there.
Factory. Yeah, we can eat there. We can have a little date.
Yeah,
there's a booth for two.
No, oh,
yeah, that's
nice.
Where I went with, like, because I told them one time, I was pretty pissed about this. One time I went, and I usually spend a lot of money there, like good amount. Because I get the cheesecake, I get, you know, stuff there.
You should see if they got like a rewards program or something, man. Maybe you could get like free.
Dope.
There are a lot of places, because it's a chain, so I think they might, and you might be able to get like register your birthday and get like a free cake or something.
But yeah, I go, and then last time we get there, and it's usually not that bad of a wait.
How long?
Maybe sometimes it'll be like 5 minutes. But not the one bad, time that okay. we went, it was Saturday dinner time. So it was a good 30 minutes. Well, they actually said 45.
Jeez.
And then I was like, damn. Or 50 minutes.
You can't
or something
break
like that.
Out your Switch on a date.
Yeah. I can't. Not especially not there. So
why not there?
Because there are a lot of expensive people. It's scary.
Gosh.
Yeah, they're going to steal it.
Clearly. Okay, go on. Before I start getting fancy.
So I'm like, dang it. I was like, well, let's walk around a bit in the mall and we'll come back. So we come back and they're like, still 50 minutes. And I'm like, damn, we should just wait it then. Because we're both like super hungry. And so we're like, all right, well, we'll just wait. And like 20 minutes pass by and they're like, or 15 minutes. And they're like, all right, your table's ready and stuff. But and that's when we got the 2-person booth. But it's because I told them, I was like, I want a booth. Because one time they gave us a table between two other booths. And it's like, and it was a 2-person table. So the table was literally like this big.
Jeez.
And then I was like. All
right, so just to clarify, you put like, show it again?
It was like.
It's like about a little over a foot and a half.
Yeah.
Jeez. And I know that's not even exaggerating. I've been into restaurants where they have. It looks like it says a 2-person booth. It's for one person.
Yeah.
It's for eating by yourself.
It was like a booth on one side and then the seat,
chair on the other.
Yeah,
yep,
chair on
those
the
other.
Those
are the ones.
Yeah. And so I straight up, I looked at her and in my head, I was like, I'm paying a lot of money for this.
Jeez.
I don't want to sit here. So I looked at her and I said, is there any way we can get a booth or like we can wait? Like we can wait a little bit more. And she was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's going to be like another 15 minutes. Like 3 minutes passed by and they're like, oh, your booth is ready. And they give us like a huge booth, right? And I was like, thank you. That's
you know,
what I want.
It wouldn't be if your guys started pretending to fight, people would start leaving. Clear it up faster. That's what I'm saying. So
They or like, they will kick us out and not let us in. So
possibly.
It's one or the other. That's it's a 50-50 chance.
You got to play. Sometimes you got to roll the dice, yo.
Yeah, that's
so true. They have like loose tables you can like move around to put like for like a big group. Like if you're having like an event.
We can't move them around here.
They're stuck down there?
No, they're it's whoever. I mean, it's like it's really like.
I wanted to get a bunch of them together and then like sit on opposite ends. Like royalty. Like it's king. Kingy style.
Oh. Like on the small end to small end?
Yeah. You know, I don't know, man. I don't. I'm not being snooty. I hope by any means, because like, I'll eat pretty much freaking anywhere. I like food trucks. I like nasty restaurants. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I don't have a high end of it, but I just have trouble classifying Cheesecake Factory as a high end restaurant because it's called Cheesecake Factory. I can't put a place that has the word factory in it. In the quote unquote high class area, unless it's like spelled with like half the letters, a number, and it only seats five people and like, you know, a high end part of like town. I don't know. It just sounds, and because every time I've heard of it, it's like, it just sounds.
They have a bar?
I just think, yeah. I don't know, man. It just seems like expensiver Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. I just realized what I'm doing. I'm kind of bashing your favorite restaurant. I apologize.
Yeah, I know. And you haven't even been there.
I haven't been there. Okay. You know what? Yeah. I will. I'm not going to totally reserve it. I'm still going to call it trash. But when I walk in, when we go, I will go in with an open mind. I'll be excitedly waited. I'll be, you know, ready. I'll be prepared to like say this is the best restaurant I've ever been in. This super fancy restaurant with zero dress code.
And it's, and this, and the staff. Every single time that I've been there, because I've been to Olive Garden 5-6 times maybe this past like couple years, and or maybe year, and every single time I hate the waiters or I hate the waitress.
Why?
Because they're always terrible. Like really? they never come. And one time, I tipped a girl in cat. Or no, I had, I think it was like $10. No, like $7, but then I had $2.20s. And I was going to pay for the whole thing. So I was like, well, I'll leave the $7 or the $8 or whatever I had here as a tip. And I'll just ask for the change back for the $2.20s.
Yeah.
But she thought I wasn't going to give her a tip. So she wrote on the receipt, on the tip thing, she put no tip. And she said, thank you in like big letters. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I should have just like, I wish I would have. And she gave us the ticket and then walked away. Mm-hmm. Like didn't even look at us, didn't say anything. And I was like, you son of a bitch. Oh, so pissed. I was like really pissed. Damn. I was like, I hate Olive Garden. All of them. I hate them all now.
Because I thought you were talking about Cheesecake Factory.
No. And the thing is that Cheesecake. That's so weird. Cheesecake. Cheesecake Factory. I go and every time they're like, oh, how are you? How are you doing? And what are you guys here for? And you guys are here for your anniversary. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, what do you guys want? And then they're always like, oh, you need some more drink? And stuff like that. And or if they see us talking, they'll just come and they'll get the drink and take it and bring us a new one. And
okay.
And they're like, oh, here's your food. How are you enjoying it? And stuff like that. They're always super, super good. And I've been there maybe like a same amount of times, like five or six. And every single time it's been perfect.
Dude, that's awesome. I got to say, if it's, I don't know, because like, experience is very, I know like Olive Garden is not a high end restaurant. I've been in times where it's like they move tables around. There's always like a event or a party going on in there. So all the tables are squinched together and it's hard to move around. It's a maze. There's too many.
Yeah.
The carpet's sticky and I have amazing service. Like everybody's super nice and polite. And almost every time I go, they take stuff off the ticket. Like I swear, man, like the last few times that I've gone, and I'm going to say like easy 3 or 4 times, I've gone, and it's like I've only ever gone with other people, and you know, I don't know why everybody wants to get wine there for some reason. They get fancy. We'll get like the wine, we
try to make it Cheesecake Factory.
I swear, huh?
they try to make it Cheesecake Factory, that's right.
And I'm like, and it's like, okay, I'll have some too. And we usually end up having between like, you know, me and the other person, it usually ends up coming out to like a full bottle, right?
Okay,
sometimes we just order the bottle. And the 3-4 times I've been there, I have not paid for a whole bottle of wine. Yeah. It's like, that's an awesome thing to take off the ticket. I've had also like desserts taken off. I've had like one time it was a big group. My cousin got his food late and they took off the whole family. Like we, you know, I think they charged like, what is it? Maybe the two people who got their plates first, I think they like didn't leave theirs. And it would have been like close to a $300 ticket. I think someone I knew died.
It's so crazy because I have such opposite experience. Yeah. One time I went with my family and they brought us our order, like It took an hour for us to see, and they brought us our orders like an hour later, and they were all cold.
Yeah. All so of I gotta them. Try to choose. Okay, but I was gonna say, you know, if you ever have, you're worried about a wait. Now, I don't know like how preferential towards the dining arrangement your girlfriend might be, but a lot of times if you want to cut a line, and I've done this at a few restaurants and some of the nicer ones too, you just ask to be sit at the bar and you could still order your food there. You get the same menu. Mm. And a lot of people, you know, sometimes like it's like, I think they prefer, they'd like you to order some drinks. With me, that's usually not an issue. It's like, yeah. And they're like, are you also going to order drink? And it's like, I'm going to order. Yeah. Give me.
Oh, and trust me. Yeah. I'm going to order some drinks.
I don't know if the guy read me right or whatever. Or maybe he did want to clear the place or whatever. So I got my food. And I was at, I don't know what it was. It was some place on the north side. Like everybody was dressed nicer than me. Like whenever. So we walked. I walked in with, you know, Mike,
right? You know Mike,
and so we walk in. We're just in our street clothes. We're waiting for going to see a movie, and everybody's dressed like super nice and like the super nice like what is it? The hostess. There's a ton of people, and she's like, "Oh, guys, it's just like, you know, it's almost like an hour wait. We have all these other," and hold up my hand. We're gonna sit at the bar. She's like, "Oh, sure," and she like. Tells us we start following her out, and we're getting the hate eye from everybody around us, and we're walking in and passing all these other people, and it's like they, the people at the front of the restaurant who the other people waiting have, like, they didn't have it separated well enough, so they're just all like staring at each other, and they're just watching us like march up, right, and we sit right in the front, right at the front of it, and they're like, hey guys, are you guys gonna, I was like, oh, can we get some menus too, we wanted some food, like, are you gonna order drinks too, we're like, yeah, and my friend ordered a Michelob Ultra, Mike. I was like, oh, can I have a Texas tea or a Long Island iced tea? And the guy said, oh, well, actually, in explaining the difference, like, one's vodka, Texas tea is usually tequila, blah, 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 blah. And he served me the tea. Normally, they serve it in either a thin glass or kind of a short glass. And he served me in a tea glass, right? And it tasted exactly like sweet tea. Right, which I loved. I had no alcohol in it. The thing is that because the drinks were made first, So I have a little zip of it. Like, this is pretty good. I sort of ended up had another a sip like I would be drinking.
It was
not a zip.
It was more of a.
The second one was not. The second one was like, this is a sweet tea, and then like I got my body got just warmth all over it.
You're like, uh oh.
And then I'm like remembering back to while he was talking to me and like mixing, putting all the liquors in it. And I was like, the guy made a lot of, and he was like, dude, look at all the extra, because he was using different little middle things to add the different liquors to it.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a whole stack of freaking used middle thing. Like, he made it, put a lot in there. Like, the guy hooked it up. I'm pretty sure I gave him an awesome tip. I had one more after I'd finished my meal, or like towards the end of it. And it's like, I practically had a stumble to the theater, man. It was like, I was like walking around and there was like, you know, kids walking around going to, it's like, man, it's like, I hope I don't throw up in front of these kids. And then I was climbing up the escalator that was going up and I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up on these kids. And then part of my brain was like, just wait.
Turn the other way.
I was having, you know, because I was leaning over the side. It was just like the option to turn away didn't happen. I was inebriated. Anyway, different experiences, different people.
Good times, good times.
Here's another little fast one. Sometimes because, oh, and actually this was with Roman from Roman Rhodes Podcasts. Check it out, YouTube, and, oh, that's it right now. But check it out. Check it out. You'll dig it. So we were off the Riverwalk, and there was like, I think it was called the Iron Cactus. I don't even know if it's still there. It was like, I believe it's normally a black tie, but that's like after, like around nighttime. In the daytime, there's most people are just getting drinks, so they're like a lot more looser with it. But everybody was like in suits. The few people that were there at the time were in suits. All the waiters and staff, black ties, because apparently at some restaurants they'll do that. There, while it's earlier, that's like there's no dress code. They won't enforce it till later. But there was a button up thing, and she's like, "Okay, as long as you guys are early, just so y'all know, later on there is a dress code enforced." And I swear, I remember that.
It was a late Sunday night.
Was it? Yeah. I remember it being daylight. I remember it being daylight. Night. I remember daylight. And since it's just me and you here, I'll say that it was still daylight. The main thing I remember, though, is I swear, because we asked what they recommend to drink. And she ordered, like, oh, my favorite is this one. And this other one's real popular. So I got the one that was her favorite. And Roman got the one that was like just popular. They're both really tasty drinks. Honestly, I didn't think mine was particularly mixed well. Like it was like you really taste the alcohol and not the other flavors. It was some orangey yellow number, whatever. The drinks were more than the food, man. Because with the food, we checked the menu prices and we got like the cheapest things we could afford. I had like a chicken with cactus and some other thing. And yeah, the drinks were like $20.
Are you serious?
My drink what? Was like $20. His drink.
That's why she
like,
recommended it.
That's what we said too. We thought like, oh yeah, because you normally get a tip off of the portion of the food, and since we ordered the cheapest stuff, she tried to bump it up. Has like tricks on you, lady. You shouldn't have let us in without the dress code activated. It's like, now I get to put on my cheat card. I've only got enough to pay the exact amount that you charged us. You lost your tip. I think I still ended up tipping. But it was a cool experience. But just so you know, if there's ever like a real nice place, if you don't mind going a little earlier, I'm pretty sure, then try that.
Well, I mean, if the drinks were there were like $20, then I'm sure of course you would spend maybe like $10 more at the Cheesecake Factory. So it's a little more expensive in the end with me paying two people and also getting the cheesecake and stuff like that added on. It ends up being expensive. But by like if me and you go or me, you and Roman go or everyone goes, us paying for each ourselves is usually just.
Dude, there's nothing
$35,
for
$40.
It might be embarrassing for you. I love going into a really nice place looking like I do. And I love the looks of the judgment of, why are you in here? And I swear, as soon as like we start getting served, those like waiters like start recommending other places. And
I'm not joking.
I know, man. It's like I feel so good that like, why do I like people being disgusted with me? I don't know. It's like some weird masochistic kind of thing. It's like, tell me I'm filth and that I need to leave. it's like the angrier you are at me, the more you play into my fantasy.
Well, but, you rapped.
So, cool. Oh, so yeah, I remember we ordered some drinks. Some way too nice place. Like there was like we came in off the Riverwalk, so we were like in their downstairs area. They had like a chandelier. It looked like, so we walked up to the lounge area. It said like red leather seats. It was so fancy. It was kind of tacky. I'm going to call it that. And like all the waiters and waitresses were like synced up with the colors of the place of the section that they were in. Ordered the drinks. And like, hey, is there any other place that's like, you know, kind of a little bit like it was like slow in there. We wanted to like go where it's a little more, I don't know, energetic. So we asked like, hey, any places you'd recommend around here? And I swear she's like, does a quick sweep over everybody and she stops dead on me. I think I was wearing the same shirt.
Drunken monkey.
Yes. And she's like just eyeballing me and tells me right to my chest. And it's like, now I know how women feel. She's like, well, yeah, there's a lot of places, but for some place without a dress code, I can only really think of like, I think she said tickets or sport. It was like a sports bar, I found out. And it was like, oh, she just recommended the lowest rent places. But that place turned out to be pretty cool. Because that was another place where they like, we were trying to sober up by then. So we just ordered like waters and sodas and like had wings.
She profiled you, but legit, you were okay with it.
You know what? Yeah. Because the people there were cool. It was super packed. It took us a little while to get some stuff, not super long. Like we got seated right away. But like, I think the wings of the drinks took a while. Like, I think they made the drinks and they forgot about them or something. Because when they got to us, they were all watered down. But still, it was like, hey, man, we were hammered. And the wings were pretty good, but then again, we were hammered. And they took off the drinks. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Good job on them. It was a good spot. That time of night is not, how can I put it? It gets interesting to walk around downtown San Antonio when the bars are closing. My gosh. It's like, I don't know if I'm ready for New York, man. I don't think I could be there. It's like, why? If it's this bad in San Antonio, it's just like.
Just drunk people and homeless.
Yeah, and the combination of can be a bit disturbing one time. That's the one time where I saw that one guy and that other guy and the steps of the church. Remember, did I tell you about that?
Nah.
Should I tell this story now?
Do it. I want to know.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'll save this one for another
time. No. If you made it all the way through 45 minutes of us talking, they should know.
All right. So, can pick it up. So we were like four guys all together. It was me, Mike, Roman was there, and I want to say Chris.
The only other three guys that you hang out with?
You know what? Shut the hell up.
You're like, shut.
You know what? Shut the hell up. It was either going to be him or AJ.
Okay.
And I didn't remember which. I do remember it was four guys. Because, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I forget. So I know for sure, though, I was, I think I was talking with Chris or AJ, and I believe Roman was talking with Mike or the, you know, however we had it worked out, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So what happened is I'm walking by, and they're in front of us, Roman and other guy, and I'm back, and I'm kind of listening to Chris.
Kind of listening.
Or AJ, whichever it was.
Yeah.
Looking down the street, we're passing by a church. I see Roman. He kind of gets a little wide-eyed. And he's got some very big, round, wide eyes whenever he wants. When he something catches his eye. And it was like, oh, we're walking by a church. A lot of times we go by a church and he like crosses himself or whatever. But I was like, oh, what did he, you know, like whatever. My hat still kind of feeling the buzz, still walking, just walking it off. And I'm halfway listening. And as I were walking by the church, I kind of looked into the door. And it's a very narrow steps, right? It's like they kind of go straight up. I don't know if that's what... Not, narrow is not the term. They're wide steps, but it's like they kind of go very quick.
Steep.
Very steep, yeah, because it goes to like... What is it? It's like road, sidewalk, and then steps are right there. And then boom, into church. A pretty big old church.
Okay.
The ones with the nice arches. And there was, I believe, I don't know, a homeless man sleeping at the steps, like uh-huh. they do. I mean, that's like, you know, and honestly, I understand it. Like, they feel safe there, and, you know, it's like, I get it. I'm not judging on where he was sleeping. He can sleep. I think, you know, whatever. But I see his eyes are wide open, right? And his hands are, like, kind of crossed over his chest. You know, he's very, you know, I guess, like, his hair's grown out and looks kind of matted and dirty and general. Like, looks like he does very much look like a homeless person. I'm pretty sure he was. And we look shocked, and for a second, my brain's like, is this guy dead? Because like his eyes are wide open and he is not moving. He's just like dead still. And I'm like thinking like, oh my gosh, Gilbert just saw a dead guy and didn't say anything. He's a monster. Roman.
Roman's all.
He's a monster.
Roman.
And I'm like getting ready to like, you know, put my hand on Chris AJ and stop him, be like, oh my gosh, I'm a good Samaritan. I gotta notify people. I can't allow other people to see this such a sad sight. We'll set up a blockade and we'll notify the proper authorities. I will accept my keys to the city at a later date when all is calmed down. You see, there's another man laying actually on the steps, right? Like,
uh-huh.
So the homeless man is laying at the foot of the door of the church. Okay. At the top of the steps.
Okay.
Another man is laying kind of across the steps. And he looks also like, I'm assuming passed out, drunk, or also maybe dead. Because his arms were, he was like kind of all askew. Like his, one of his arms was kind of up over his head and the other was kind of to the back. Now that guy looked like he just came out of a club. You know, I could tell he had like a nice haircut. He had like a real like nice shirt, like a blue and white kind of tight fitted shirt. But like, nice, like high-end, and his pants looked nice, his shoes looked nice, like he had like the shiny kind of pants with like the design, like looked like he was out on a night on the town, but he was just like kind of there dead. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like we gotta set up this barricade, you know, except my kids and say, I'll set up the interviews later, these dead people. The thing that matters now is these two poor unfortunate souls. And then I realize I see movement, my drunken haze, and like just like, am I, is it still moving, are they okay? I see. And it's like, oh, the guy's like waking up. Like, oh, okay, they're okay. It's just a drunk guy fell asleep on the steps. And the homeless guy just probably freaking out, waking up. Like, there's this guy asleep next to me. My brain starts putting it together. It's like, the guy is like too close to the homeless guy. He's like right there. And it's like he fell asleep on top of him. And then I see his head's moving up and down. Like, very rhythmically. And I turn and I look at Gilbert. And they like, or like, if I'm recalling correctly, I think we saw there, like, we had a moment of like, don't say anything, let's keep walking.
Set up a blockade.
No, so like, it's like, I was like, cancel.
Set it up.
And I was like, I'm gonna have to cancel that interview with Rachel Maddow. Barbara Walters is gonna have to wait. Like, we need to
fix this. What's his name?
All
from
is not what as would it you seemed. Do? All is Where not is as it had seemed to be. And we get farther down, and my brain starts registering everything that I'm saw. I'm putting it together, and it's like the guy's eyes, the guy's where his head is. Like, it's like, so he's like, get a little bit farther down the street. I stop. I was like, did you see that? Did you? What did you see? What was he doing? It looked like he was like, I think Roman saw exactly what was happening and didn't want to admit it. And me being the kind of guy I am, just sort of blurted out, that guy was blowing that homeless dude in the front of the church steps. So all of San Antonio heard. And like, as soon as I said it, and it was just like, looked over at Roman and is like, I'm pretty sure that was happening too. I was like, yeah, I think you were, like, in my brain, it's just locked in there forever now. Like, as a permanent memory. Like, the whole thing. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, do you want to go back and check? He did. Roman didn't say that, to clarify. The other one, I think it was Chris AJ who saw that, who said that.
It's an AJ-ism, but that is terrible,
isn't it? Mm-hmm. And like, by chance, later, I also saw for the first time, like, there was, we were walking by, and my brain's just registering. We walked by, I guess it was like a police depot. Like, where it's, like, part of a strip mall, but there's a little police section in there, and it was for the bicycle police.
Okay.
The guys that wear the yellow shirts and the blue shorts. And I see a bunch of them in a circle, right? Some of them, they have, like, their hands on their hips and stuff. And I see one of them, and because, okay, the way it is, it's, like, clear window, and then there's, like, yellow, blue kind of the color, and the police thing says there about midway, about, like, half, like, pretty low, right? And I see that there's, like, I see the top of a helmet and a face, and they're kind of looking at me all angry. I'm like, what is going on here? And I look down, and it's like clear, yellow, bluish for a while. And at the very bottom, you can kind of see the floor where all the shoes are at. And I see that there's a dude on the floor that they're handcuffing. And the guy's just looking at me wide-eyed again. And I get a flashback to what I saw earlier. And it's like, man, I hope I'm not witnessing a crime there too. It's like, today sucks. It's kind of crazy awesome, but it's weird. It wasn't as bad as what I'd seen earlier, but my brain just, like, the world's not right. This just added to it. It's like, what am I going to do? Report it to these cops? Nothing against the bicycle police. And I'm sure I'm saying, I don't mean to say it in an offensive way. Is there another term for that, for the officers on bicycles? Because it's the term bicycle. It doesn't, like,
No, they
a lot of people give them crap. I know one time I was, like, at a, what is it, waiting for the bus, and this nice, nice old lady who was just chatting with the random strangers coming by, she stopped talking when the bicycle guy stopped in front of us, the bicycle officer. And she said some very rude things about him, using some very rude language, and was very upset with them. It's like, what was that about? Every time, like, I appreciate them because they bike around the main part of downtown, like the nice tourist spot.
Yeah.
Because they're on bicycles, they can get to, like, both the pedestrians and the people in their cars, people on motorcycles. And whenever I start, whenever, like, the crowds are really letting out and you start hearing people starting to get, you know, rowdy, just having them around really does settle people down, you know. They don't, like, there's some guys who are starting to yell at each other. The guy just, like, is driving by and he's like, hey, you guys stop it. And he just kind of was starting to go on his own way, and he kind of checked just to make sure things. Every time that I've seen them, it seemed like they're doing their job. And now that could be, I'm sure there's somebody who's like, no, the bicycle police are the worst ones for yada yada reason.
Yeah.
But like, I'm gonna was it, what do they call it, survivor bias this or whatever. My experiences with them have been, I mean, dude, you sign up to dress like that, you know people are gonna give you tons of crap. I feel the other cops give them crap.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like they get crap from the, was it, like, the patrol units, like, the motorcycle cops. I just feel like they get crap.
There's a joke, I think it's Kevin Hart, where he's like, what you gonna put me in your basket? You're gonna arrest me and put me in your basket. It's Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh,
when he's like, get in the basket.
I can see it happening, man. I can see it. They just come together, though. Like, they put a chain between two of the bikes, they attach you to it like a hammock, and they just bicycle you off.
Like,
much respect to the.
They have a little red wagon attached to the back of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally see the difference from, like, which one would you be more afraid of? The one on the bike? Or the one that's in my sister's car now.
Yeah, covered in, like, you know, body armor and others. Yeah. But you know what? That's more credit to them, too. It's like, they're going out there. They're not in any body armor. They have the least amount of gear. You know, they're in the least amount of protective clothing. And, all right, no, I have some cop friends that are like, I don't mean this as an offense. I don't mean it as an offense. I have never seen a fat bike cop, bicycle cop. Those guys are always fit. They got the fitness. Those guys are ready to tour to France your ass. You're not getting away. You're not running away from the bicycle police, man. And I'm sorry, like honestly, here's the thing, too. What do you think is more, you feel worse? Getting tackled by a guy in full body armor or getting tackled by a guy in bicycle shorts? Not just shorts, bicycle shorts. You're going to feel worse from him because you know it's not his gun rubbing into your back. Bicycle cops. Respect it.
I think we can end it there on your great blowjob story. And
it wasn't my blowjob story, okay? It wasn't my blowjob story.
It was our blowjob story.
And now it's all of ours.
Yeah, I mean, we can just... All right, well, let's end
it
there.
Where could they find us?
Yeah, they can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Podcast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube.
Yeah, you can. We're going to have some more content coming out of there.
Good content. We're going to be having some different stuff on the podcast as well. We hope you guys check it out. Appreciate it. Look out for the story of. It'll be something kind of different. Tell us what you think, please.
Yeah.
Adiosos.
And just don't forget to look us up on, what, Facebook? Do we have Facebook?
No, we do not have Facebook.
But email.
Yeah, I'm on, well, like, Twitter. I'm Rhodes, M8, R-O-D-E-C,
yeah. See?
M8.
I'm Joe underscore Re1. And, yeah.
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 Talk to you guys later.
Yeah.